Welcome to Anchor Point, where we believe that the next 30 minutes could change your life forever. So join us to consider the greatest message ever heard, the good news of the gospel, as well as sound scriptural teaching for believers, all based on the Word of God, the anchor for our souls. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, we have the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yes, it was taught by Christ that the kingdom of God is something that we should all strive to enter into. That is, we should make it a top priority in our lives. And why is this? Well, it's simply for this reason. As sinners, we have offended a righteous God who must, absolutely must, punish sin and wrongdoing. His holy character demands it, and he cannot allow sinners to enter into his holy kingdom. We need to be made right for the presence of God. In today's broadcast, evangelist Mr. Gaius Goff takes a closer look at one word in this statement of the Lord. The word, first. And he breaks it down into five reasons as to why seeking God's kingdom is so vital. Firstly, the kingdom of God is forever. And next, it's vitally important that we have our sins forgiven before we die, that it is required. There is no other way but God's way. And of course, it satisfies. And finally, God's way of salvation has been tried and proven. Millions have found rest and forgiveness by coming God's way, by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. We hope that you will take today's message to heart and that you will seek first the kingdom of God.
Now, I'd like to read with you in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. We're here to introduce you to somebody that you've never seen, to tell you why you should know him. How would you come to know somebody that you can't see? Well, you say, maybe if you wrote a letter, or talked on the telephone, or maybe if you sent emails enough time, you'd get to know somebody. Well, I want to tell you right off the bat that I know God, and I know Jesus as my Savior. Do you? See, in the Bible, it tells us that that's what it is to have eternal life. So that's what we want you to have. Do you know God? I don't mean do you know about God, but are you on talking terms? You ever talk to him? Ever hear him talk to you? Well, you say, how would God talk to us? Well, that's what we're going to read about. This is God's way. I believe the Bible tells us plainly that there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. I believe the Bible is clear when it tells us that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. I believe clearly that when God created man, he made us in his own image so that we would know him and love him and enjoy him and serve him and live with him forever. I believe that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. I believe that when he came here, he came miraculously conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. I believe that God revealed himself to us then, and he does today, in the name and person of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that God came in Christ to reconcile us to him and to bring us to salvation now and forever. And I believe that the Bible tells us that God can and does and will forgive people's sins. And I believe that if a person does not know God, and does not know Christ, the words of Jesus are true, where I am, you cannot come. So if you don't know him, you're in real trouble. But that doesn't have to stay that way. And that's why we're going to read here. In the first book of the New Testament, the theme of this is written by a man named Matthew, and Matthew simply means gift of God. So if your name is Matthew, you got a good name. Gift of God. And this book, Matthew, this first of the New Testament books, tells us how people, you can get into the kingdom of God now in this lifetime before you die. In fact, you got to. This is where you get into the kingdom of God. That's what our life is all about. God gave us these few years called life to prepare for the future. Now, are you in the kingdom of God? How did you get in? Well, you say, I was born so-called Christian country. That doesn't make you a member of the kingdom of God. Well, you say, I got into the kingdom of God when I got into a church. Or I was christened as a baby. Well, now the Bible doesn't say that either. In fact, it doesn't even talk about christening babies. Being baptized by immersion doesn't put a person into the kingdom of God. Or partaking of the communion or the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, whatever you were brought up to believe in. There's the title for it. That doesn't forgive our sins and puts us into the kingdom of God. But I'm going to read about that here in verse 33 of chapter 6. These are the words of Jesus. And Jesus is God. Always was and always will be. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, have you ever done that? If you haven't, you're not in the kingdom of God. That's what preachers got to do. We got to get clear ground so that people can know what they need to do in order to be in the kingdom of God. Did you ever seek it first above everything else? You say, well, no, I'm waiting for God to do his thing. Well, he's already done that, and we're coming to that in a minute. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, just across the page or wherever it is close by in chapter 7, there's a verse, begins at verse 13 we're going to read, and here's one of the things that brings people into the kingdom of God. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. So not everybody is going to end up in heaven. Not everybody is going to go into the kingdom of God. Not everybody's going to be a genuine article Christian. We're not interested in people saying they're Christians and not really being it, because it doesn't help us and it doesn't help anybody else. In fact, counterfeit Christianity is probably one of the biggest problems today. And by the way, I used to live in Newfoundland. My wife is born in St. John's. And if you go down and look at the seal of Newfoundland, right there on that seal that represents that province are these words, seek ye first the kingdom of God. How does a person get into the kingdom of God? By seeking it first. So why should we seek first the kingdom of God? F-I-R-S-T, first. Why should you seek the kingdom of God first? Well, first of all, because this kingdom is forever. That means that there was never a beginning and there won't be an end. See, God had no beginning. Maybe some of you are saying, where did God come from? He didn't come from anywhere. He always was. He didn't have to have a beginning because he's God. It's in his person and in his nature. He is from everlasting, the Bible says, to everlasting. I don't understand only things from my little limited human perspective. I can't conceive of something that has no beginning or no end, but it doesn't mean it isn't true. And God is forever, without beginning, without end, and it's his kingdom. He's the king. I was born unto a Christian family, but that didn't make me a Christian. I was born in a so-called Christian country, but that didn't make me a Christian. Didn't put me in the kingdom of God. I went to a so-called Christian church, but that didn't put me into the kingdom of God, because something was wrong with me that's wrong with you. We have all been born in sin. We've got a problem. Everybody. Something happened a long time ago, and God didn't really want it to happen. But there came a time when God said, now, I don't want you to do just this one thing. And, of course, curiosity got it. It brought men down in sin against God. And don't you blame Adam because you're a sinner. Have you ever done what you know is wrong? And you went ahead and did it anyway? You ever take the name of the Lord in vain? And you knew it was wrong and you did it anyway? Did you ever lie? And you knew it was wrong and you did it anyway? Did you ever take anything that didn't belong to you and you knew it was wrong and you did it anyway? Well, then that simply means that you and me and everybody else are all alike. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We can't get into the kingdom of God in our sins. Could you imagine what it would be like in heaven if people could be sinners and it would go on forever? People in God's kingdom, they don't die. You say, didn't your parents die? Oh yeah, physically died. They were into the kingdom of God before they died. So when we buried my father, he was 91 years old, I was able to tell the people there how my father, at the age of 21, entered the kingdom of God. He was having a problem. He liked to party. Yeah, they partied way back in the 20s. And he liked to do all the things that people do today. And had a girlfriend who was really, apparently, something special. But one night, my father came to realize that he was not in the kingdom of God. And one night, not in a church, but sitting in front of a fireplace in their home, my father looked into that fire and saw a symbol of where he was going. And he realized he wasn't in the kingdom of God. And Father rose up off that chair that he was sitting on, and he got down on his knees in front of that chair. And at the age of 21, Father said, God, I realize that just like Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness, the Lord Jesus was lifted on the cross for me. And Lord, I believe Jesus died for me. And Father entered the kingdom of God. That chair is still sitting in my sister's house. If you were to turn it upside down, you'd find on the bottom a story of his testimony. And every time I sit in that chair, it's kind of a half a sanctified place, because you sit down there and you realize this is where a man entered the kingdom of God. And then my mom lived till she was 95, never sick in a hospital in her life. One Saturday morning, she got up after breakfast. She said, I'm not feeling very well. So she went into the other room and sat down. In 5 minutes, she was in heaven. Because as a girl of 17 years old, she had read the story in Genesis of how God, who knew that people were hopelessly lost without him, was willing to take one animal sacrifice and make coats of skin so that people could be accepted by him. And she understood that the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed her from all her sins, and she accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior at the age of 17. Now along comes me. I'm not going to go into my testimony now. But on the 12th of February, 1952, in the back room of a Veteran of Foreign Wars building in Hillsboro, Oregon, I entered the kingdom of God. And it's forever. I spent most of my life in the kingdom of God. I find it to be a citizen of the kingdom of God, a wonderful, wonderful blessing. And Jesus said, seek it first, because it's forever. If you're in it, you can go through all the ups and downs of this life, and everything will be fine at the end, because it'll be absent from your body and present with the Lord. Are you in the kingdom of God? Are you in the kingdom of God? It's forever. And if you're not, you'll be shut out of it forever. In hell, and ultimately the lake of fire. Second reason, because it's important. Of all the things you'll ever do in your life, what's the most important thing you've ever done up till now, I wonder? Have you ever figured out what's the most important thing you've ever done? I've thought about it a lot, and I'm not exactly sure. It was important when I married Linda, but that's only for life. It was an important day. I remember being in Grace Hospital, St. John's, and out comes this nurse with this little baby girl in her arms. And I said, is that baby Goff? She said, yeah. I said, I'd like to hold it. That was before men went in and watched this whole thing. I didn't know how to hold a baby. She said, well, I haven't got her cleaned up. I said, that's all right. I'm not worrying about that. I just want to see her. And so here she is, and her eyes were right squinched shut. And she's a long time coming. But there she was, and by, she opened one eye, And she had me nailed from then on. I said to that nurse, I said, you know something? This little girl is going to live forever. And she'll either be up in heaven or down in hell forever. No, the kingdom of God is important. Of all the things you'll ever do in your life, this is the most important. Jesus said it this way, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But narrow is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to heaven, and few there be that find it. Are you one of those? And all of us will either be in everlasting happiness or everlasting misery, depending on what we do in this lifetime with God and the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God because it's forever. Seek first the kingdom of God because it's important. Seek it first because it's required to seek it first. God's not going to play second fiddle in anybody's band. It's first or not at all. Seek first the kingdom of God because it's satisfied. I have been a Christian almost 60 years, and I am happy. You know, my class, high school class, had their 55th reunion. We happened to be in Newfoundland at the time, so I couldn't go there, but I talked to some of the ones that were there. And, you know, you go in there and say, where did all these old people come from? I was at one of them a while back, and here's all these, and I say, boy, I must have got the wrong group here, until they say, who are you? And we didn't hardly know each other. But the last time I was at one of those reunions, they got up and they wanted us to tell what we were doing and a little bit about ourselves. And they started telling about the things that they were doing, and they looked, so what's a preacher going to say? I can ruin a reunion awful quick. So I stood up and I told them that I preached the gospel. And I said, some of you here know the day that God saved me. And everything went, it just went. But I said, from then until now, my wife was there, said, from then till now, you're looking at a happy man. Because I found satisfaction in the kingdom of God. You seek first the kingdom of God and you'll be satisfied. And beginning with the letter T, it's been tried and proven by a lot more besides me. Paul, you're going to get your head cut off up there in Rome. Are you satisfied with being in the kingdom of God? Look, he said, wherever I've gone, I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Peter, they're going to crucify a man. Don't you understand? All you have to say is, I don't believe. And Peter would say, and this is words that really touch me, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Bring it on. This isn't the end. This is the beginning. Christ also suffered, Peter said, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. So he said, I'm in the kingdom of God. It's been tried and proven. You know how people get there? They go by way of the cross. And what that means is this. When a person understands and is honest enough to admit that I have sinned and come short of God's glory, but that Christ died for the ungodly, God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the words that just thrill my soul, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And I'm in the kingdom of God. And there's a few citizens in that kingdom here tonight, I think. And I can see that there's a few who aren't. So if you're not in the kingdom of God, we'd like to tell you there's the door to the kingdom of God is as close as a humbled, repentant heart. Any man, woman, or child that will repent of their sin, acknowledging, I'm getting what I deserve, but turn from that to Christ. That person will find an understanding that the Spirit of God gives. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. So what are you going to do? Seek ye first the kingdom of God because it's forever, because it's important, because it's required, because it satisfies. And it's been tried and proven by millions. I've watched people die. Some happy, some sad. Depending if they were in the kingdom of God. Would you enter? The door is open.
You see, none of us are born naturally into the kingdom of God by being born into a Christian country or even a Christian family. Neither can we get there through any religious duties that we perform. Yes, the door of the kingdom of God is as close as a humble, repentant heart, and it's open for you today. Just as Christ warned us, make it number one in your life to get the matter of your soul salvation settled once and for all. And come to Him today, won't you? If this or any of our Bible messages here at Anchor Point has made you aware of God's interest in you, or if you'd like some literature or a visit that would help you to understand these important truths, why don't you drop us a line at email@anchorpointradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. We're glad that you were able to join us at Anchor Point today. Anchor Point is sponsored by Christians who are meeting in various gospel halls. Each of these Christian assemblies holds gospel services as well as regular prayer and Bible studies throughout the week. No collection is ever taken, and a very warm welcome awaits you. And if you've been challenged by today's message, would like to know more about the truth of the gospel, or of gathering under the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, following New Testament principles, please feel free to check out our website at anchorpointradio.com. There you will find more information, as well as the location, programs, and meeting schedules for the gospel hall nearest you. My name is John Sharp, and thank you once again for listening, and we invite you to join us again next week at the same time for Anchor Point, where we believe that in times like these, you need a Savior, and in times like these, you need an anchor.